Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy grew at a barely discernible annual rate of 0.2% in the January-March quarter. That is the poorest showing in a year and down from 2.2% growth in the fourth quarter. Plummeting exports pulled growth down by nearly a full percentage point. Investments in oil and gas exploration drilling plunged 48.7%. Tyson Foods says it plans to largely eliminate antibiotics used in human health from its chicken production by the end of September 2017. The company may still use some antibiotics used in human medicine to treat birds that become ill. Tyson's plan is among the biggest in a string of actions by meat producers, restaurant chains, and retailers to address fears that widespread antibiotics used in both humans and animals is giving rise to dangerous bacteria. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 130,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Taiwan. This coming during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,910. It's down 148 points. The NASDAQ 4482 is down 33. And the S&P 500 is 2,097. And it is down almost 14.5 points.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And joining us on the telephone to look at all things weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Temperatures out there in the 40s and lower 50s this hour, light winds. It's a beautiful spring morning, and I know that a lot of farmers are already in the fields, I'm sure. It's going to be a busy day. In fact, we're going to see busy several days coming up. Now, it's not perfect weather for all of the Midwest. Portions of Ohio and Michigan, as well as Indiana and Kentucky, will see some shower activity developing tomorrow across parts of those areas. The precipitation is going to be light, but it will still be a little bit of an aggravation for field progress. Now, some of those showers associated with that disturbance will actually begin a little later today across Michigan, maybe a few spots in northern Illinois and northern Indiana, southern portions of Michigan, Wisconsin. Sorry, I'll get all this straight. But for the most part, the precipitation is going to be very light today and shouldn't be disruptive to farming activity, whereas tomorrow we'll see the precipitation maybe a little bit more significant in portions of Ohio and Indiana as we get into the afternoon and evening hours. The system will only produce maybe a quarter of an inch of moisture for a lot of the region, maybe a couple of exceptions in eastern Ohio, but still it will interfere with some farming activity. Now, in the meantime, there'll be a frontal system that'll move into the northwestern Corn Belt. This will occur mostly on Thursday evening into Friday morning period. That frontal system will likely generate a little bit of light rainfall erratically across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, and into Wisconsin and Nebraska. It's not likely to have much impact either, but we will see a little enhancement of that on Friday night into Saturday as the system settles into parts of Iowa and some neighboring areas of Illinois, northwestern Illinois, and southern parts of Wisconsin. By the time we get to Sunday, that little disturbance will be shifting a little bit further to the south and east. But none of the rain associated with this event is going to be all that impressive, but it will be just enough maybe to hinder a little bit of farming activity. So we'll see trace amounts running upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch in a few spots. Most of the precipitation will be pretty light, though. the lower parts of the region, including the Ohio River Valley, as well as parts of the lower Missouri River Valley, are probably going to see the least amount of rainfall for the next several days. And again, that's excepting the Ohio and parts of Indiana, but you get down to the river, and I do think it will be relatively dry. And so those areas will start seeing some much better field conditions, and farming will become more aggressive across that area and further south into the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states as well. The temperature bias over these next few days will get a little bit better as time moves along as well. I'm expecting the highs today to run upper 50s and 60s in the Great Lakes region, but 60s and lower 70s in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, and as we get into the western Corn Belt, be more solidly into the 70s. As we go into the day tomorrow, the temperatures will turn a little bit cooler again across parts of the eastern Midwest as that little disturbance comes down. That's the system that brings the shower activity into Ohio and Indiana. So the temperatures will only be in the 50s and lower 60s as we go through the day tomorrow, and it'll be a little slow warming back up on Friday as well with upper 60s possible. And then as we get into the weekend, most of the eastern Midwest will then start seeing some 70-degree temperatures. When we get fairly warm by Monday, we may be over 80 degrees near the Ohio River. So things do get better. In the western Corn Belt, it'll be a lot better a lot sooner. Temperatures over there will be in the 70s on a regular basis through the weekend into early next week, with some temperatures over 80 degrees showing up during the weekend itself. Our low temperatures at night expected to be mostly favorable as well. There shouldn't be any freezes around in any part of the Midwest that's important to crop development. We will see a lot of lows in the 40s, a few upper 30s, and then maybe early next week even some 50-degree readings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 4.96, down 1.25. July 5.02.5, down a half. Soft May wheat 4.71.75, up a quarter. July also up a quarter at 4.76.5. May corn 3.63.25, up 2.25. July 3.67, up 2.5. December 3.84.75, up 2.25. May soybeans 9.78.25, up 3/4. July 9.77.5, up a quarter. November 9.53.25, up a quarter. May soybean meals up 50 cents at 3.19.20. May soybean oil 31.21, down 2. April live cattle 161.05, up 5 cents. April feeders 216.25, up 27.5. And May lean hogs are up 20 at 73.95. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
The question I guess we have to talk about, looking at how the market is trading today and the fact that we're up against the end of the month, is have the sellers dried up for the short term?
Yeah, I think they've probably run out of conviction. Market had a pretty big short position as far as the commitment of traders is concerned. Started to cover a little bit. And with the planting season being a little bit more drawn out than we would like it to be, they have lost some of their conviction, and they're looking to cover their positions.
But let me ask you this as well.
Yep.
Do the October lows get challenged between now and the June 30th acreage report if weather is normal?
Yeah, I think that that's a good target. We've had it on our conviction list as far as what our targets are concerned. I think it's possible. I think it's going to be, if you have ideal weather and we get things planted in a reasonable time, and we look at the cash grain movement being as slow as it has been, having that much inventory in the countryside is definitely going to weigh on the market, and those lows are a viable target.
What do you have for your estimate next Monday afternoon of corn in the ground?
Well, we've heard some estimates as high as 50%. You know, in NASS and the agronomic side of things, 9% per day if everything's going great. It sounds like a lot, but we know that we've got a lot of equipment out there, so the planting pace could be 50%, but I do think that's just a skosh optimistic.
For soybeans, has Has soybeans completed its rebound now at this point, do you think?
I think it's realistic to assume that. I think the cash is still fairly tight. The planting progress at 2% Monday is no big deal. There's no reason to basically buy or sell beans at this particular point in time. It's a fair value. I think realistically, when you look at the numbers going forward, if we get to 10% next week, the market's going to be happy, and we're just going to wait and see what the progress is after that.
And the Fed is meeting and will issue its statement later today. That'll be parsed nine ways from Sunday, I am sure. Does it really matter if the Fed increases its rates in June by a tenth or two-tenths of a percent?
It probably doesn't. A tenth or two is probably not going to be a market maker or a breaker. I think what the bottom line is, if they do raise interest rates, it's going to show that they have changed trend. It's no longer business as usual. They have basically picked up the pace or picked up their stance, and they're trying to be proactive. I think realistically, though, the market is going to be a little bit surprised if they do increase interest rates because of the first quarter's growth rate was so slow. I don't think that the economy has the growth rate or the momentum to accept or tolerate that real well. We can, but it's not going to be accepted very well.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.